Kitsap Transit is a half a year into its fast ferry service to Seattle. The ferry was meant to attract people who work in Seattle to live over in Bremerton. But the service has had problems, and they are not over yet. Carolyn Adolph of KUOW's Region of Boom Team reports.
Morning at the water taxi dock in Seattle. A handful of people are waiting for the fast ferry to Bremerton. Aaron Barnett is on his way home from a warehouse graveyard shift. It'll be a long time before he gets there.
Literally from here, about an hour and 45 minutes, maybe.
He waits for the ferry here, and then he waits for a bus in Bremerton, which is not timed to connect with the ferry. He can't figure out why.
Just talking to Kitsap Transit alone is an issue. It's like departments are not talking to departments.
You need a reservation to be assured of a spot on the boat. He's lost his reservation because of missed bus connections.
There's no way to change it. There's no way to communicate, hey, I'm not able to do so at this time. I'm able to do so at a later time or earlier time.
And not only can his bus be late, today it's the ferry that's late.
Typical?
At times, yeah.
And there's often a reason for that. King County gets dibs on the Seattle dock, so sometimes the Kitsap boat has to wait. But the biggest problem of them all is the lack of a backup boat. In the early days, that resulted in a lot of missed sailings, 128 from July to October. A lot of those were caused by mechanical breakdowns. And while they were fixing them, Kitsap Transit realized something else. The ferry's engines were already worn out. Turns out they were never intended for such constant use. Now it needs new ones, and that is not something you do easily. Kitsap Transit has a nice thick report detailing everything that's gone wrong.
It certainly has been some frustrating times, obviously.
This is John Clausen, head of Kitsap Transit.
You don't like to see the service interrupted, and you don't like to talk with the folks who are unhappy because they come down expecting to get on the boat and they can't.
This could have been avoided if Kitsap County had made a deal with someone for a spare before the service even got started.
Most of those could have been saved with a backup boat.
This is Daryl Bryan, Kitsap Transit's new Marine Division head. There is a qualified boat nearby. The Spirit of Kingston is the spare for King County's water taxi service. But there's no formal deal with King to use it as Kitsap's spare, too. And this is part of a swirl of issues between the two sides. Kitsap wants King County to operate the fast ferry service because King has expertise. The stumbling block? King County wants the Kitsap vessel to live on the Seattle side. Kitsap wants its boat where it can get to it. More importantly, it wants the vessel staffed with people from the Bremerton side, which is hard to do if the boat is in Seattle. The matter is not resolved. Now the one ferry Kitsap has goes into dry dock in just over a month. There's still no formal agreement about the spare, so it's not clear what will happen to the service. Kitsap Transit's Daryl Bryan says the agency must protect public confidence by keeping the service up.
It would be a crime to have accomplished all these things with reliability and then have to take the boat out of service for a period of time and not have something to substitute.
This trouble is temporary. Kitsap Transit is investing in two new ferries for the Bremerton to Seattle route. Altogether, that should cost $17 million. Not having to stake it all on a single ferry? Priceless. In Bremerton, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.